Hallelujah. 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 I am so grateful for God's anointing, His love, and His grace. He is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to read a couple of scriptures, so if you could stand with me for the reading of God's word, starting from Job chapter 1 and verse 13. And I'm reading a little bit longer than I normally read, but just see with me here. And there was a day, sometimes there's a day, isn't there? When his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Hallelujah. Yea, they have been slain, the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Verse 16. While he was yet speaking, there came also another. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I want you to jump to verse 17. And it says, while he was yet speaking, there came also another. I want you to jump to verse 18. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another. Amen. Now I'd like us to turn to Acts chapter 28 and verse 3. Acts chapter 28 and verse 3. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said amongst themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to him to live. But verse 5 is what I want to focus on. And he shook off the beast. And he shook off the beast. And it fell into the fire. And there was no harm. My message today, it's time to shake off the beast. It's time to shake off the beast. Hallelujah. If you could bow your heads with me. Father, we thank you this afternoon for your presence. Lord, fill this room today with faith. Let your Holy Spirit, Lord, move, open our hearts, touch our lives. Let this word find good soil. We thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give God a praise offering. Hallelujah. Before you are seated, I want you to turn to your neighbor and tell him, shake off the beast. Shake off the beast. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's time to shake off the beast. I want to start with my first reading in the book of Job. You know, some of us have days like that when it seems trouble is just coming in waves. In waves. There came a day. Things can be going in your life so smooth, you think you have it all together, but there is coming a day when you better be prepared. You have better be prayed up. You have better be fasting. You have better be ready, because there is coming a day when there's going to be some news that you may not like. There's some things you're going to have to deal with. And the devil will always likes to kick you when you're down. He doesn't want to just kick you. He wants to pile on. You know, it's like when you were children and someone fell. Everybody would pile on top. Well, that's the devil for you. He's not happy to just give you one blow. He wants to keep you down. And we see in the life of Job that there came a day when he got the news that he feared. The Bible says in verse 16 of Job chapter 1, while the first servant came and started to tell him the bad news, here comes another one telling him some more bad news. And while he was not done, here comes a third one telling him some bad news. Well, you just lost your job, and now the car has gone out, and now the children are sick. You see, there is going to come a day when you have to be prepared, because Satan is going to try and grab onto your hand. There is going to be a day when he tries to grab onto your hand. There's going to be a day when there's going to be a crisis in your life, and you have to be prepared. You have to be ready. You have to be prayed up. You have to be ready to be able to shake off that beast. Hallelujah. And don't let him hold on to your hand. We see four times in this first chapter, Job just kept getting bad news, more bad news, secondary bad news. And it wasn't even the first servant hadn't finished telling him when the second one came. The second one hadn't finished when the third one came, and so on. It was like the devil was just trying to crush his spirit. There will become a day when the devil will try and crush your spirit, take away your faith, put you down, make you be in despair, make you want to give up. But I'm telling you, there is a way out of your situation. There is a way out of your situation. We understand, if we jump to the story in the book of Acts, that this was not the final, this was just the final piece in a tragedy of things that had started to happen to Paul. The moment he decided he wanted to go and preach in Rome, it was like the devil said, "Oh no, I'm not letting you do that." The moment you decide you're going to make your life and give it to God, he's going to say, "Oh no, I'm not going to let you do that." He is going to try and bring disaster into your life. He's going to try and bring despair into your life. He's going to try and take away your faith. But you're going to have to end up like Paul and shake that beast off. The thing about Paul that was so interesting to me, he didn't say a word. It wasn't like he was even scared. He just, "Oh, the snake has grabbed my arm. Here you go, snake." You know where he threw the snake? Into the fire. He didn't just throw him on the ground, because if you throw your snake on the ground, he may come back. But you know how to deal with Satan? You got to throw him back where he came from, into the pit of hell. See, this was a series of crises in Paul's life. As soon as he decided he was going to go to Rome, the Holy Spirit told him, "Paul, you're going to face opposition." Anytime you decide you're going to live for God, you're going to face opposition. You're going to have the car break down. You're going to have the job losses. You're going to have the children get sick. But this is what you've got to do. You've got to shake that serpent back off into the fire. You have to have a made-up mind and a determination, because Paul wasn't even fazed. He didn't even scream. He just looked at it and said, "Okay, snake, here you go. Back where you came from." You need to tell the devil he's got to go back exactly where he came from. There's coming a day when you're going to get some news that you won't like. But you have to be prepared for it. You see, Paul had been warned as soon as he started his journey. The prophet Agabus had warned him, that tied him up and said, "This is what they're going to do to you, Paul." The Bible says, "Why think it strange, the fiery trials that will come upon us?" Don't think it strange, expect it. But you know what you have to do? You have to throw it back into the fire where it came from. Hallelujah. You got to throw Satan back where he came from. Throw him back into the fire. Don't play with him. Don't coddle him. Hallelujah. I tell you what happens if you play with the snake. He'll get you. Samson kept on playing around. He kept on trying to live two lives, trying to keep Delilah happy and be a man of God. That wasn't going to work. He kept on half telling her the truth. The Bible says that she wore him out till he almost was feeling like he was dying. Satan will try and wear you down. He'll try and just keep wearing you down until you start to compromise, till you start to give up. He'll start to wear you down. So finally, he told the secret of his strength. And here's the sad part about this. The Bible said that when she said, "The Philistines be upon you," when the serpent had grabbed hold of Samson, the Bible says that he said, "I'm going to shake myself." You see, the times before, he'd been able to shake that serpent off. But because he wasn't prepared, because he had compromised, because he wasn't walking where he should be, this time he couldn't shake him off. See, because Paul was prepared, because he was walking, when the Satan grabbed hold of his hand, the Bible says he just shook him off. Now, that sounds so easy, but if you ever seen how a snake coils around someone's hand, you normally could not shake them off. This was a supernatural act, is what I'm trying to tell you. If you play with a snake and it coils around your hand, you're not going to be able to shake it off. In fact, the people were sure Paul was not going to be able to shake it off. If you read the scripture, it says that the people said, "Okay, this man must be really wicked, because he just came out of a shipwreck. He was just on a ship that was in a storm. He comes onto the land, and here this serpent grabs his hand, and they were looking for him now to drop dead. They were sure the devil had bitten him. I'm telling you, there's people looking for you to drop dead. They're sure the devil has bitten you. They were just amazed to see, okay, yeah, he shook him off, but he got bit. Don't let the devil bite you and you carry around those hurts, those venomous poisons in your system. You have to let him go. Do not let fear paralyze you. The thing I love about Paul is it seems so like, okay, I'm just going to shake him off. There was no like screaming fuss or any kind of thing. The Bible said he just looked at his hand and he went, back into the pit where you came from, devil. It's time for us to understand that the devil is going around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You know what that tells me? He can't devour everyone. It says who he may devour. And if you are ready, if you are prepared like Paul was, because Paul was forewarned, the prophet told him, listen, you're gonna have to suffer some things to get to Rome. You're going to have to suffer some things if you want to walk a godly life. If you're going to live by faith, if you're going to say, he is my God, he is my deliverer, he is my Savior, you're going to have to be prepared for the devil to try and bind you up. So the serpent tried to bind him up, to grab his hand, but Paul was not having any of that. The people were so sure that he had been bitten. They were looking for him now to drop dead because that serpent was extremely poisonous. Satan and his friends are looking for you to drop dead. Don't give him any joy. Throw that snake back into the pit. See, there are going to be trials and tribulations in our life. Yes, there are going to be days when it just keeps piling up. You just fix this, this other thing goes out. This is how we are going to be on this earth because we are behind enemy lines. He is called the God of this world. But I tell you what, when Jesus arose, he said, all power. Let's say it together, all power. All power. The only power Satan has is what he can lie to you and deceive you with. That's why you got to shake him off. Serpent, you can't bite me. Because the Bible says, I give you power over serpents and over scorpions. Isn't that what Jesus said? That's what he said. They came rejoicing because even the very devils are subject to us. I'm telling you, it's time to shake him off. Don't play with that snake. Don't think it's a pet. Don't think you can feed it. Don't think you can let it out on the ground. Throw it back into the fire. You know, I think on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost started out representationally as what? A flame of fire. I really believe that every demon within 50 miles of Jerusalem had to flee. They had to go back wherever they were because the Bible said it was noised abroad. It started in the house, but something made that sound go outside. Something made the people outside hear a noise, a wind. The Holy Spirit came, and there appeared upon their heads as if cloven tongues of fire. The serpent had to run. He had to decide, this is not my day, this is not my place, this is not my time. When you have a made-up mind, you can throw him back in that pit. Just like Job, he has got a plan against you. He's got an all device to take away your joy, to put you into the pit, to make you be paralyzed with fear. Most people, when a serpent grabs them, they would be paralyzed with fear, like, you know, trying to struggle. But Paul had no problem. The Bible just says he just went back into the pit. There is a fire that's too hot for the devil. And I'm telling you what that is. It's the Holy Spirit. John said, listen, he's going to baptize you. There's one that's coming that's greater than me, whose shoes I'm not worthy to unlatch. And he is not just going to baptize you. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Do you understand that hell was created for that venomous beast? That's where he's going to be destroyed. I've read the end of the book, and you know what? God is also going to do some shaking. And when he shakes, he's going to shake him right into the pit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Paul was on his way as a prisoner, but he was not afraid because he had been forewarned. He knew that this was his destiny. Don't be afraid if you feel you're a prisoner because you still have a job to do. There is still a plan for God in your life. The snake will certainly try and come out. You know, Pharaoh's servants, they duplicated the issue. They threw down their snakes, but the rod of God was able to eat them up. Hallelujah. The fire was what drove that serpent out. But as I told you, there is a flame that's too hot for the devil. That's where you throw him, because that's his destiny. The Bible says in Matthew 28 that hell was created for the devil. Don't throw him on the ground. Throw him right back into the pit. You see, there's going to be opposition when you try and tell people about your faith, about what you believe in. In Matthew 10 and 14, Jesus gave some instructions. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 14, he said, "And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart of that house or the city," what do you got to do? There's going to be a shaking. Hallelujah. There's going to be a shaking. That Holy Spirit will get you to shaking. When you depart, shake that dust off. Let that dust even be a witness. See, God believes in shaking. On the day of Pentecost, they came to them and said, "These people are drunk." You know why? They were doing some shaking. They were doing some movement. They were doing something unnatural. They were doing some shaking. Because I believe all the demons within 50 miles had to clear out of Jerusalem. It's the only way to explain how 50 days later, the same people who were saying, "Crucify him," were now saying, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" You know what? The demons that had empowered them, the demons that had trapped them, the demons that had bitten them, the demons that had grabbed on their arms, when that Holy Spirit came and appeared as tongues of fire, Satan had to go back in his pit. Amen. Matthew 10, 14, "And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words, when ye depart out of this house or the city, shake off the dust off your feet." You know, the trouble with us is we haven't been doing enough shaking off. We've been letting the snake hold on and getting fearful. It's time for you to shake that beast off. Do not let Satan grab hold of your arm anymore. I refuse to let him do it. Amen. I refuse to let him do it. He can bring all of the news he wants. He can try and depress us as much as he wants. But it's time for us as Christians to throw him back into some Holy Ghost fire. Hallelujah. In fact, the Bible tells us that eventually God's going to do the same thing. In Zechariah 2 verse 8 it says, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, After the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you." He's saying, listen, I know that I sent you, and I know that you've had opposition. "For he that toucheth you," I want you to let you know that anyone who messes with you, they're touching the apple of my eye. You're my favorite. You're my beloved. You know what I'm going to do? "For behold, I will shake mine hand upon them." See, when God shakes his hand upon you, you're in big trouble. Don't mess with my little ones. I told them to go and preach, and you mess with them. Behold, I'm going to do some shaking. When God starts to do the shaking, something's going to happen. The Bible says that when they were in prison, Paul and Silas, and they started to pray, you know what happened? There started to be a shaking. The earth itself started to shake. And you know what happened? Every demon in that place had to clear out. The whole prison, every door started to release. It's time for us to shake off Satan. Let's not pretend that he's our friend. He's not our friend. Don't shake him on the ground, but do some Holy Ghost shaking into some fire. I tell you, there's coming a time when God is finally going to shake this whole planet. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26 says this. Hebrews 12, verse 26. "Whose voice then shook the earth." He did it once when he brought the flood. "But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven." You know what he's going to do? Satan is going to come falling out. Revelation 12, the Bible says, "Now has come salvation." You know why? Because there was a war. God is going to be doing some shaking even in heaven. The accuser of our brethren who accused us day and night before God is going to be cast out. You see, when God wants to get rid of Satan, he does the same thing. The Bible says, "I'm going to be shaking yet once more. I shake not the earth only, but also heaven." You know what? God has empowered us right now to shake that snake off. Paul was gathering some sticks. Here comes this serpent and grabs his hand. He doesn't even bat an eyelid. He doesn't even like pay any attention. It's okay. He doesn't call for help. He doesn't get a sword. All he does is go, whoosh, shake that devil off, back into the fire. The only thing that can destroy him, because the Bible says that hell was created for the devil and his angels. I want to encourage you tonight, this afternoon, don't let the devil fasten on your hand. You don't have to. You can shake him off. Yeah, he's going to come with his bad news. He's going to tell you, oh, this is happening, that is happening. But it's time for us to understand there's a way to deal with him. There is a Holy Ghost fire that he can't stand. There is a part of hell that's going to be too hot for him. The Bible has already told us what to do. We need to shake him off. Don't let that beast hold onto your hand. Finally, God is going to shake this planet. He has promised that he's going to shake it one more time. And not just this planet. He says heaven itself. That's why in Revelation 12 it says, I saw there was war in heaven. And the devil and his angels fought. But you know how that's going to be. There's no victory that he is going to have over God. The Bible said, and the devil and his angels were cast out. They were shaken out of heaven. And they came to the earth. But you know what? We're not going to be here. When he comes down, we're going up. Hallelujah. Because the Bible then says, now has come salvation. Now has come salvation, and the heavens rejoice. I am telling you, it's time to shake that beast off. If he's been latching onto any part of you, you need to look at what you're doing and shake him off. Don't let him stay there. Don't let him try and get his fangs into you. As I said, the people were so sure that Paul was going to die, even after he shook him off. Because sometimes, even after the devil is gone, he leaves some wounds. He can put in some poison that takes some time. And there's months where you're thinking about your past, and he's letting that poison get into your spirit. What I want to tell you today, let the Holy Spirit burn it out. You see, when there's a wound, the way that the surgeons deal with it is by fire. They cauterize the wound. They stop the bleeding by taking something that is hot. We need the flame of the Holy Spirit to be applied to your life, to burn out, to stop the pain and the hurt, to stop the bleeding of Satan's fangs. If he has bitten you in the past, I want you to understand that there is a flame of fire that he cannot stand, that he does not like, that he can't abide. Amen. Please stand. I told you I'm not going to be long. It's time to shake that beast off. He's going to come. He's going to want to sink his fangs into your life. And right now, some of you may have felt that there's nothing you can do, that the situations are too bad. But there is a way out. Paul was prepared. He had planned. He was in no way fazed. You know why? God had given him a promise that you're going to stand before Caesar. God has given you a promise that you're going to stand before himself. And if that's the case, it doesn't matter what Satan does. Do not fear. You can shake him back off into that fire. Shake the dust off too. And then finally, God is going to shake this planet. There is coming a day when Satan is going to be doing, as Elvis would say, a whole lot of shaking. Whole lot of shaking going on. But it won't be Elvis. It will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What we don't want to be is like Samson and play around with evil. We don't want to play around with evil, because the third time the Bible says he tried to shake himself, he said to himself, I'm going to do like I did last time. I'm going to shake myself. I will arise and shake myself. And he didn't realize that that power had gone from him. Don't play with the snake. Don't play with the venomous beast. Paul didn't start to have a conversation with it. If Eve in the garden had said, listen, you, get away, snake. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. If she had rebuked the snake, but she talked with it. Do you understand she had dominion? She could have told the snake, go away, snake. I'm not talking to you today. But lots of us will either get paralyzed, we'll look at the snake and think it's hopeless. But Paul had no plan to do that. He just shook that thing off back into the fire and went on as if nothing had happened, because our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. We've had enough worship today. We've had enough word today to do something about the snakes, the venomous beasts that are attaching themselves in our life. There's only one thing that will destroy Satan, the lake of fire. That's what it's designed for, and that's where you got to throw him back. Don't let him stay attached to your arm. Don't let him stay attached in your life. Don't let his poison get into your system. Let the Holy Spirit burn it out. Let the love of Christ reach you. Hallelujah. I open these altars. We're going to close this service. But I hope this simple word will stay with you. And this week, you're going to have some snakes grab hold of you, for sure. You're going to have some circumstances that come out of the wood, out of the sticks. You're just going about your business. There's going to be some snakes grab hold of you that want to take away your peace, ruin your day, take away your joy, take away your happiness. But don't get upset. Let the Holy Spirit come upon you and symbolically shake that venomous beast right off. There is a power that God has given us. He said, I give you authority. I give you authority over scorpions, snakes. That's what he has given. That means every foul spirit God has given you authority over. Don't talk to it. Rebuke it. Tell Satan, get thee behind me, Satan. That's where you belong, behind me. Because God is a consuming fire. Shall I prove it to you? The first time him and Moses had a conversation, it was from a burning bush. It was from top of the mountain where there was fire that he called Moses up to. Our God is a consuming fire. Satan can't stand it. He cannot stand the heat. He has to get out of the kitchen. It's time for us to not play with him and shake him off. Do not put up with his devices. Do not accept whatever fate he's trying to put on you. We're going to close. We're going to pray. But I declare to you today, he's supposed to be under our feet, not on our hand. Under our feet. Hallelujah. We're going to pray, and then I want you, everyone in here, I'd like you to pray and ask God to give you the faith, the strength to just shake him off. Father, we thank you today. Hallelujah, for your presence and for your anointing. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you move in this place, that this simple word, that we will learn to shake him off into the fire. Hallelujah, we believe you and we trust you that you have given us authority over every foul spirit, over every serpent, and we declare your victory right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.